You cannot worry for and love someone in the same moment. And this is so powerful. A friend sent that to me once, and I broke out in chills because imagine all the parents that send their kids out for a play date, or they go off to college, or they go to their first high school party, or something like that. And then all night long, dad and mom are worrying, or mom and mom, or dad and dad. They're worry, 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 worry. Oh my gosh, this is such a problem. So what they're doing is telling the universe, my kid's not safe, my kid's not safe, my kid might die, my kid might get hurt, my this, my that. So they're not loving them. They think they're loving them, but you can't love them in that same moment that you're worrying for their death or their pain or whatever. You're attracting that to them and to the experience of that to yourself. So that is so key. Try not to worry. If you get worried, do what my friend says, come back to the self. I love it. She talks like a hippie and I love it. People in Ojai talk like hippies and I love it. So I can have asked and it is given conversations with people on the street there all the time and I love it. And so I attract more of it and it just keeps growing and I'm constantly meeting these conscious beings everywhere I go. So do what my friend says. Take a little bead that might be on your necklace or something, or just have it be a reminder that once an hour you come back to the self and you come out of the worry mind and you just, notice your heartbeat and you say thank you and you notice your lungs, expanding and contracting. You say thank you. You cannot physically be loving yourself and be in a state of gratitude and worry at the same time.